The CEO of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority resigned yesterday and will take on a different role in the organization. Jeff Jesse served in the position for 21 years. Some of the trustees allege that his resignation indicates violations of the Alaska Open Meetings Act. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
Jesse submitted his resignation letter during a special meeting of the Board of Trustees on Wednesday afternoon. In a phone interview Wednesday evening, Trust Board Chair Russ Webb said the transition has been under discussion for several years, though a transcript of the meeting shows that several board members were surprised by the decision. When asked why he was changing roles, Jesse began reading from his resignation letter.
Well, it's clear that a majority of the Board of Trustees believes that significant changes in the trust organization and efforts must be made to meet the challenges we're facing with the fiscal and economic difficulties of the state. And they believe that these changes to the organization will require new perspectives and ideas to ensure that the trust can meet the needs of the beneficiaries into the future.
And do you agree with this position?
Well, I believe that it's in the best interest of the beneficiaries, the trust, and myself that I take a position within the trust where I can continue to serve the beneficiaries, which is why I got into this business in the first place.
And do you feel the best position you could be in is not as CEO?
Yeah, I'd rather not comment.
Jesse will be transitioning to a new role focused on programming ahead of his planned retirement in 3 years. The Mental Health Trust was created to fund comprehensive care for people with mental health illnesses and other disabilities. It is a state-owned corporation with cash and land assets that are managed by different state agencies. If the governor's office approves, Greg Jones, who formerly served as the executive director of the Trust Land Office, will serve as the interim CEO. The decision for Jesse to switch roles and Jones to take his place passed 4-3. During the meeting, Mental Health Trustee Lorraine Dare alleged that other trustees were holding secret meetings about the future structure of the trust. Fellow trustee Jerome Selby agrees. Speaking from his cell phone at the airport, he says he did not receive any information about the resignation before the meeting. There was not a board packet either.
The motion that was read that accepted Jeff's resignation appointed this person I've never heard of as the interim CEO, and then gave instruction to that new interim CEO to put Jeff into this new position, had never been discussed at any meeting that I'm aware of, official meeting. So how did it get to the meeting yesterday? All written out. There must have been a fair amount of discussion going on amongst those four people, which violated the Open Meetings Act.
The board has been openly discussing hiring someone to look at the organizational structure of the trust. Selby says it's a bad time to lose someone like Jesse in the CEO position, especially because of his experience advocating on behalf of the trust beneficiaries in the legislature.
No, I think it's the worst possible time for him to resign personally. We're facing what's probably going to be one of the hardest legislative sessions budget-wise in the history of the state of Alaska.
The trust was also recently criticized in a letter written by former Attorney General Bruce Botello and former Commissioner of Natural Resources Harry Noah, both of whom were involved in establishing the trust in 1994. In the letter, Botello and Noah asked Representative Mike Hawker and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to request a special audit of the trust because they believe the corporation is not following the statutory requirements for how its assets are managed. They allege the board is taking money from the principal of the trust and using it to buy real estate instead of contracting with the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation to manage the assets, as is required by statute. During the meeting, Board Chair Webb directed the board to discuss the letter at a later date after they had fully read and understood it. Jesse did not have any comments on the letter and said it was not part of the decision for him to shift roles. In an interview, Webb called it a separate and irrelevant issue and said the allegations that others are managing the fund are manifestly untrue. Selby, who was appointed to the board in February, says the concerns about the trust's fiscal management need to be taken seriously and investigated.
All of my red flags are waving at the moment.
Webb could not be reached for further comment. Jesse says he is not usually involved in revenue generation for the trust. The exact details of Jesse's new role and salary are yet to be determined. In 2015, he received more than $215,000 in compensation. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hellman.